AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Chaos on Capitol Hill. One person has been shot, their condition unknown. There are violent clashes as Congress met to certify Joe Biden's presidential victory. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At a rally where President Trump insisted he would not concede the election.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Thousands of backers did just that, with some breaching the building itself as lawmakers debated the Electoral College tally. Tear gas was dispersed in the Capitol Rotunda and on the House floor.
Get down under your chairs if necessary.
Which is where their gas masks are kept. Both chambers abruptly recessed while protesters waving Trump banners marched through Statuary Hall. A pool media report indicated an armed standoff at the House door. After Washington's mayor declared a curfew here tonight, the president tweeted protesters should stay peaceful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is sending additional federal agents to the Capitol to help quell the violence. California Democratic Congressman Jimmy Gomez was moving to a safer place.
I think Donald Trump probably should be brought up on treason for something like this. This is how coups start, and this is how democracy dies. But, you know, we're going to get back in there and finish this.
The protesters came to the Capitol as the certification started.
We have to discuss this. We have to fix this.
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar got the challenge to the results started.
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Republican supporters of President Trump vowed to protest results of an election that they have baselessly insisted was reversed by fraud. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. President-elect Joe Biden has picked his attorney general.
Two people familiar with the decision say Biden's tabbing federal appeals court Judge Merrick Garland to be the nation's top law enforcement official. That'll force Senate Republicans to deal with the nominee they rejected in 2016. President Obama had picked Garland for the Supreme Court, but the GOP-led Senate refused to give him a hearing. Garland was a top Justice Department deputy decades ago. If confirmed, he'd return to a department that's had a tumultuous 4 years. Garland himself would face challenges, including an ongoing criminal tax probe into Hunter Biden and calls from some Democrats to investigate President Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Repeating our top story, dozens of people have breached security perimeters at the U.S. Capitol. There's a report of one person shot. It's forced the lockdown of the building and stopping the vote to certify Joe Biden's presidential victory. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.